broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
We, as a matter of fact, that we Africans are happy, proud that one son of Africa.
Well, there's about 40 pictures, and some have the man in the pictures dressed like a woman, as you can
last
see.
Last point I'll make, specifically with respect to the military, I've always said that we do not rule out any options.
United States Justice Foundation is taking the lead in forcing President Obama to supply his official state of Hawaii birth certificate.
He ate my finger.
Holy crap.
Yeah, Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night, truth is our bitch on this show. And that is a far cry from saying, from sea to shining sea, or a common sense show, or any of that other falderall, man. All we're interested in is talking about what's happening, okay? And then we can walk away healthy, happy, and wise. Isn't that what our folks didn't used to say that. Your folks didn't used to say that. My folks might have said it. I think my grandparents' folks used to say, healthy, happy, and wise, or healthy, wise, and happy, or slap happy and wise, something, if you slapped something, you'd be happy. 877-876-PHIL is the number on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll continue talking about the alleged cross-dressing East Cleveland mayor. It sounds funny. Yes, it's, the guy's, he dressed in a bra, he dressed in some panties, he looked all...
That is pretty gay.
He looked, yeah, it's pretty much. And these photographs come out on the eve of his election. Now, I think a guy dressed as a woman is funny. I just think a guy dressed as a woman looks funny. If you want me to lie to you, I'll tell you that it doesn't. I understand. And why, he looks very tasteful. No, it looks funny. And I don't want to offend anybody. But it looks funny. Well, then what do you suggest, Henry, that people laugh? Here's my suggestion, because awareness is everything. If you dress like a chick and you're a guy and you want to run for public office, be aware that you're going to be getting heat, which I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but here's something that probably you haven't thought of. You know, the culture is like, it's like a person. The country is like a person. We can only eat so much. We can only take so much. We can only watch so much television. We can only listen to so many speeches. We can only drink so much. And then our tummies are full, our heads are spinning, and we got to lie down and just take a break for 5 seconds. We're getting overloaded at a time where we don't need any overload. We've got problems.
Virus database has been updated.
But you're a lion sack. We are getting overloaded. Thanks, though.
You're welcome.
That wasn't you. It was the virus database. We're living in a time where we're getting overloaded with all kinds of bad news, and sometimes the good news comes along. You're asking us now to understand not only how cross-dressing cats have a right to be that way. That's fine. And that they maybe even have a right to run for public office. And I believe that, too. But don't tell me that I can't laugh. You can't do that. You may not. You can't. That's not fair. Well, grow up, Phil. Don't tell me that I have to input and process all this stuff at once. Nobody can do it. Well, what about our rights? You're just going to have to get up to speed on this. All right. Okay. I'll get up to speed. But people, have a level of ability to take in information, and then the whole thing just sort of, then it collapses under the weight of all the information because the structure itself isn't able to carry it. In other words, the people you're talking to aren't bright enough. All right, before we do that, though, in Burlington Township, New Jersey, you heard about the Obama kids. You've heard them. You've seen them. And now, these kids that were singing a song that about President Obama. Now, we already got a belly full of these kids with that.
We're going to spread happiness.
That even made Obama retch. I mean, even Obama retched his lunch up listening to that. Somebody posted it on his website, and within 3 hours, it was gone. And I don't need anybody to tell me that Obama walked into that office, looked at that, and said, "You get that off of there right now." Oh, but Mr. Senator, get it off of my site right now. Well, it's a lovely, get it off, get it off. And I ain't talking about your sweater. Ha, 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 ha. Get that off my site. Sir, we don't understand. It's a you don't understand? You're fired too. I fired 6 guys yesterday. I think I'm going to make it 7 today. Get that crap off of here. A school for kindergartners through second graders has become the latest target of accusations by conservatives that school children are being indoctrinated to idolize President Barack Obama. The controversy grows out of a school assembly during Black History Month in February when gripes about the freshly inaugurated president were still mostly hushed. That month, a group... How could you gripe about a freshly inaugurated president? How it was still mostly hushed. How could you gripe about the guy? He hasn't even started his job. What are you bitching about? The fact that he hung out with William Ayers? The fact that he broke bread with this jackass Jeremiah Wright? People are still going to be going on about that, huh? That month, a group of smiley and fidgety students at B. Bernice Young School... By the way, I have to tell you, I'm reading directly from a story that was written by Jason Rance, who is our producer, but Jason used as his source material AP and Fox. So if you hear phrasing that sounds suspiciously slanted, believe me, you're not crazy. You're hearing Fox and AP trying to kind of move you in a direction, move you a little bit in a direction. Well, we want you to see it kind of this way instead of that way. That month, a group of smiley and fidgety students at B. Bernice Young School sang a medley of two short songs praising the president. It still remains unclear as to the author of the songs. We tried to find this out yesterday, as a matter of fact. Couldn't find out who wrote these songs. We have the lyrics, and the lyrics are... You're going to hear people making comments about it sounds Hitlerian. Let's not get... As the wolf said, you know, in Pulp Fiction, let's not start blanking each other's blanks just yet. Don't get too excited, okay? It's not Hitlerian. It's more Jim Jones, if anything. Lyrics of the kids' song. Here is the song that the children were singing that was videoed and that was then presented on YouTube, on a YouTube page that I believe is dedicated to a writer, a woman by the name of Charisse Carney Nunez, who wrote a children's book, I Am Barack Obama. This, according to Fox, so take that with whatever grain of salt you want. The lyrics go, Barack Hussein Obama. He said that all must lend a hand to make this country strong again. Barack Hussein Obama. He said we must be fair today. Equal work means equal pay. Barack Hussein Obama. He said that we must take a stand to make sure everyone gets a chance. Barack Hussein Obama.
That don't rhyme.
What?
That rhymes. See, right there, that's why that's bad.
That's not why it's bad, because it doesn't rhyme, man.
Well, I want to point that out.
Okay, thanks. It doesn't rhyme. He said red, yellow, black, or white, all are equal in his sight. Barack Hussein Obama. That's the part that creeped me out. He said all are equal in his sight. Suddenly, I've got this flash, and I'm in Jonestown, and I'm helping clean out the latrine. And father is about to get on the microphone and tell us about the fascists that are going to send hit squads to kill us all. And please meet in the pavilion in 5 minutes. We've got refreshments. Anyway, yes, Barack Hussein Obama. The second song, Hello, Mr. President. We honor you today for all your great accomplishments. We all doth say hooray. Hooray, Mr. President. You're number one, the first black American to lead this great nation. Hooray, Mr. President, we honor your great plans to make this country's economy number one again. That's where it starts to get political, because now the children are referencing the economic reality and the failures of others. And is that wrong in a democratic society? Of course it isn't. Is it wrong to have children piping and trumpeting someone's political point of view? Because you know it isn't the children's point of view. Kids aren't old enough to have a political point of view. The kids are old enough to understand that in about 10 minutes, they're going to have milk and cookies. That's all they care about, man. They sing this stupid song, and then the teacher said they get to have Jell-O. We're singing this jackass song. What the children do know is there's a black president. Wow, it's a black president. I think that's the first one. Now, these are very, very young children, young African-American children, born in the 21st century, to paraphrase John Kennedy. Born in this century, right? What will the black child born at the turn of the millennium grow up to see and to experience in America? I dare say it'll be a far cry from what even Barack Hussein Obama experienced. Right now, these little black children are looking, oh, wow, black president. That's not significant to them. It's significant to the adults around them. It's not significant to them. Have you ever talked to a kid about how tough it was growing up for you? Well, what do they look like? They look bored. Why wouldn't they be bored? They can't relate to that because life is good. Why is life good? You worked your ass off to make sure life was good for those kids because you didn't want them to live the way you lived when you were a kid. So you busted your ass, you give them everything in the world, and the children are living fat, happy, and wonderful, but they don't know from anything else. So that's why we say kids being used to pipe a political message is just wrong. I don't give a damn who they are, what they are, where they're from, where they're going, or anything else. Here is the song, and we'll just give you a little snippet here. Okay, that's enough of that garbage. No, I'm sorry. Here it is.
Hello, Mr. President. We honor you today.
All right, louder, kids. Great, that's great. All right, shut up. Shut up now. You can tell him to shut up.
Well, I'd like to...
Tell him to shut up. Shut up! All right, that's great, kids. Now, when we call your names, stand up, do the thing, right? And then we've got, banana pudding in the back. Here's the other song. This is entitled Barack Obama, God Bless You or something. Okay, that's enough of that. So, I'm kidding, but you don't need to hear it. Well, apparently, according to Fox and according to Michelle Malkin and according to a whole bunch of people that have an extremely vested interest in every single solitary day finding something wrong with Obama, this controversy that we covered yesterday, it's still going on. A school for kindergartners through second graders has become the largest target of accusations by conservatives that school children are being indoctrinated. When was the last time a whole bunch of white folks gave a crap about a black kid's kindergarten? When's the last time a whole bunch of white people said, those black children are not being treated well? Am I not being fair? I'm going to tell you right now. I can't even remember the last time. And when you say conservatives, I got news for you. It's majority of them are white. I can't remember the last time that a whole contingent of white folks got really concerned about how black school children were being treated. I lived in South Florida. The Broward school system, when I was there, this was in Fort Lauderdale and in South Florida, the Broward school system was a disgrace. It was racially mixed, but in areas predominantly black district, and the schools were a rotten disgrace. Now, do you think anybody gave two flips? No, they had to build the Panthers a new hockey arena. Guess who goes to hockey games? Now, I know people are going to call up and get pissed off. Why are you making this a racial thing, Phil? I didn't make it racial. Yeah, you are. I did not make it racial. It already is racial. Number one, don't use kids for politics, okay? If this is some kind of a black subcultural thing that has its roots in early African-American experience, the roots in the early African-American spiritual experience, the pride of a people seeing another member of their race become president of the United States, regardless, don't do it. And I'll put the question out there again. When's the last time a whole bunch of white folks all of a sudden got really concerned over how little black kids are being treated? Now, you wouldn't perchance want to venture a guess that they're not so much concerned with the little black kids as they are concerned with another Obama faux pas. They're about as concerned for those children as those black parents and that black teacher that had these children yakking all this bull crap that they don't understand just to make the adults feel good. Oh, yeah, it's got all kinds. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of levels to this, man. There's all kinds. You don't just say to people, hey, here is where it's at, and this is the end of the story. This thing has got, it's got roots that go deep. An Obama birther infomercial hits the airwaves, 877-876-PHIL, plus Monday, We return to Salt Lake City on the Big Talker KKAT 860, all from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's Pacific Standard Time, so we're going to be off of daylight this weekend? And are you sure that Utah is on Pacific Standard Time? So pardon us, folks, while we figure that one out. But it's 11 to 2 p.m. Oh, Pacific Standard Time. Yeah. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What time?
Pacific Get out of here.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I ask you to give me a picture?
Yes. Well, that was the picture.
You gave me a picture of a bunch of black kids. The problem is these kids in this song ain't black.
You wanted a picture of black kids, didn't you?
I thought they were black. Now you're telling me they're white?
Yeah, they're lily white. Man, they couldn't be whiter.
Oh, yeah, they're real white. I mean, they're bleached. I've been sitting here for 2 days talking about how these kids in this school were black kids, and this was some kind of a African-American cultural experience singing the praises of somebody who comes from their own community who has become president of the United States, and you're telling me these guys are white?
Yeah, they're pretty bleached out as far as I can see.
Yeah,
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, they weren't black kids, they're white kids. All right, moving along. God almighty. 2 days I'm talking about this, bud. 877-876 Phil is the number. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call. Maybe get off this topic. That would really be a marvelous thing. Dan in Los Angeles. Dan, what's going on tonight?
Morning.
Good morning.
Why in the world do you keep defending George W. Bush, the worst president that the world has ever seen?
Just saying it don't make it. Saying it doesn't make it happen.
Where's the trillion?
Well, make your point intelligently and don't make it with slogans, okay?
Okay.
Just stow the whole worst president thing.
Okay. Where's the $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon? September 10th, 2001. We invaded Iraq.
Oh, my goodness.
We killed millions of Iraqis.
You don't care about Iraqis. You quit pretending you care about Iraqis, man.
Hold on, let me finish. And you're telling me if Obama...
No, you're giving me cliches, man. Give me an argument. What $1 trillion is missing?
Oh, so you don't care about millions of people dying. It's okay to invade.
No, that's the whole thing. The progressives don't. You don't care about millions of people dying. You use those people. You use those people because you hate George Bush. They could kill every Iraqi and it wouldn't matter to you.
What are you talking about? I was against
them. I'm talking about you and your phony baloney concern for Iraqi civilians. You hate George Bush. That's your. Why don't you have the guts and just say it? You hate George Bush. That's your point. You don't care about dead Iraqis.
Excuse me. You're the one who's defending horrible wars. You're the one who's defending the worst president.
No, I'm defending a righteous war.
I'm asking you, where's the $1 trillion that's missing from the Pentagon?
I don't know. Do you know where your own penis is right now? You're asking me a question. I don't even know what it is you're talking about, man. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, man? What $1 trillion is missing?
Right, you don't know. On September 10th, Donald Rumsfeld, $1 trillion was missing from the Pentagon. We never found it.
99% of the people in the world don't know what you're talking about, Dan. $1 trillion was missing from the Pentagon.
Is a bad show. You like to do humor.
You listen to it all the time, Dan, and you cannot, for the life of you, you cannot make a point. You know, you're a boy. You're a boy arguing with a man. You're a boy arguing with a man.
Hang out with Bud Dickman, your favorite buddy. That's real fun.
You know, why don't you get back to what you do best, man, using that left hand for something other than making phone calls to talk stations, okay? Dan, you're always going to be with me. You're always going to be brainwashed into listening to me because I ask questions you ain't got any answers for. You got no answers.
You didn't listen to one because you're too busy talking over me.
I asked you a question. When you say to me, where's the $1 trillion, that's like asking, where is Alice in Wonderland, man? I just saw her go down the hole. Do you know?
Can we have a discussion? Can you just keep quiet for?
Then you ask me an intelligent question and don't ask me questions.
$1 trillion that's gone.
That's not an intelligent question. That's not an intelligent question.
Hang out with your characters too much to know reality.
Look at it's a personal. See this cat? He has to get personal because he cannot argue facts. He has to get personal.
I am responsible.
responding to you. You can't answer the question.
No, 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 no. I said, I'll ask you again. What do you mean $1 trillion? What $1 trillion? Tell my audience, because my audience doesn't know what you're talking about.
$1 trillion was missing from the Pentagon. We're yet to find it, not along with the other money that George Bush and
Donald Rumsfeld announced that, did he? You know what? I'm going to research that for you, Dan. I'm going to find out for you, Dan. I'm going to answer that question within seconds, a question you should have been able to answer had you the ability to, I don't know, call up your cable provider and get your internet back online. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
My computer got so scared of me, it's just locked up, man.
Yeah, let me try.
No, don't do anything, man. I'm trying to turn the thing. Go over there and power this thing down, will you? Just turn that bloody thing up. You know what I could do is go over here to number two. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Hey, Jace, email me or IM me that thing again, and I'll pick it up here on number two, and it'll be a beautiful thing. 877-876-PHIL. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, let's check this thing out. And when we do, then we'll give you the information. The guy says, Donald Rumsfeld said there was $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon on September the 10th. We'll find out whether or not this guy is just jacking around with information, which is pretty typical of ideologues, progressive or liberal or conservative or Republican or jackass, or whether this is actually, in point of fact, a fact. I got money that says it's a hallucination. All right, where are we going here? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Brandon in Phoenix. Brandon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I just wanted to bring two things up about the mayor who was cross-dressing. The first thing is that personally, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, I don't care what they do behind in their private lives. And two, there is the question that, you know, he didn't come out with this in the beginning. And say if someone had, instead of publishing it straight away, had come to him, what would he have done to keep that quiet? As in, like, blackmail and everything, you know?
I dig. Well, I mean, if you're honest about it right up front, you know, if you say to the electorate, hey, I cross-dress, how you feeling about that, huh? I'm not going to vote for you. All right, but at least I got it out there, you know. Don't say I didn't tell you. I think probably you agree with me. I mean, I was saying that earlier, Brandon, that the problem is when you have to hide it. But, you know, there's certain things that people do that are not necessarily illegal and not necessarily unhealthy and doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad guy that we don't get, you know, and they'd just rather not talk about it. You know, gay people were like that for years and years and years and years. Man, they went out, they got married to women, they had kids, they did all kinds of things to hide being gay.
Yeah.
Until they just couldn't take it any longer, and finally there was sort of a political movement afoot that gave them legitimacy. Maybe that'll happen for cross-dressers, who knows? Kat's not really a transsexual. He's a guy who likes to wear women's clothes.
Yeah.
You know. Thank you very much, Brandon.
Sure.
877-876. Nice talking to you, brother. All right. Now, I don't know if that guy Dan is listening. You know what? He's probably not, because guys like that, they're not interested in answers. All they have are a lot of stupid questions. Department of Defense. Reforming financial management system can save big. When you hear the term reforming the military financial management system, the chances are you just turn off. The cliche is a bunch of policy weenies sitting around discussing esoteric points of spreadsheets or flowcharts. Now, this guy was talking about $1 trillion was missing. Donald Rumsfeld actually said there was $2.3 trillion in fiscal 1999. The Defense Department found that about $2.3 trillion of balances, transactions, and adjustments were inadequately documented. 1999. Now, right away, that might not make Dan feel too good because that's Bill Clinton. This jackass is talking about George Bush. Well, George Bush wasn't missing the $2.3 million, Dan, according to the Defense Department and Donald Rumsfeld, the guy that you wanted to quote. 2.3 million missing, missing as of 1999. I may be talking to Bud Dickman. I may be talking to all kinds of people. But the people I'm talking to, even though they're made up, make more sense than the ones you're talking to. Maybe you ought to make up some imaginary friends. See, this is a basic argument of the 9/11 truth movement. Without this, one more little key piece of horse dung is missing from their fantasy land of government conspiracy. Their little truth site says that the trillions, see, 9/11 was a diversion for the trillions missing. It's a conspiracy theory. But you know what? I don't run from conspiracy theories. And I can answer those conspiracy theories all day long. I can talk to a stupid jackass like Jesse Ventura, a guy who claims to have been... I question whether he was ever in the Navy SEALs. I honest to God do. You know why? It was that one exchange I had with him that night when he said to me, everybody knows that when fire is starved of oxygen, it turns black. Everybody knows that, huh? I was never in the Navy SEALs. I'd never been a fireman. Hell, I was a Boy Scout for maybe 2 weeks. And I know that when fire is consuming fuel, it turns black. And when fire is starved of fuel, it turns white. And Ventura gives me an argument because he was the Navy SEAL. And after all, he's Jesse Ventura. And if he says there's something to this 9/11 truth thing, well, by God, he may kick your ass if you don't agree with him. He's got a few cracks in that bald head of his, man. I'm telling you, I mean, I may be bald, but I know where my brains are. I think some of his leaked out a long time ago on a turnbuckle someplace.
On a turnbuckle. Probably when he got his head rammed in by the Iron Sheik.
That's great, bud. Thank you for your erudition in the WWF. Anyway, in fiscal 1999, a defense audit found that about $2.3 trillion of balances, transactions, and adjustments were inadequately documented. These unsupported transactions do not mean the department ultimately cannot account for them, but that tracking down needed documents would take a long time. Auditors, she said, might have to go to different computer systems, to different locations, or access different databases to get information. Anybody that runs a business knows this. Reform is more than just changing an audit system, but also the way the bureaucracy works. If the department were a business, it would dwarf the world's largest private firms. Department of Defense employs more than 3 million people, has more than 600 facilities around the world, and an annual budget of $370 billion, and it maintains more than $1 trillion in assets. Reforming such a financial giant will take a long time, but it must happen and is one of the highest priorities, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said. This is why Rumsfeld brought up the missing trillions. He was pointing, in fact, to, maybe he was trying to make a political point, I don't know, to the sloppy accounting of the Clinton administration. You ain't never going to convince some people, but I'm telling you, I ain't going to back off. I'm not going to back off of saying that George Bush eventually, as we watch President Obama, God bless him, try to protect this country, using some of the tools handed to him by George Bush, and he ain't apologizing for it. I haven't heard Barack Obama standing in front of the people saying, oh, I really apologize for using the Patriot Act and extending it. You know, I really feel bad. No, he isn't. He's very happy to use the Patriot Act. Very happy. He's very happy to stand there and say, if the Iranians don't fall into line, a military option is on the table. I don't know whether these blissed out jackballs that voted for Obama or didn't vote for anybody and just think the whole system is corrupt, whether they're awake and paying attention half the time, or whether they're just a part of that disinformation machine. The government is not disinforming half as much as blogs, as the TV news, as talk shows on the radio, as talk show callers, as your neighbor over the fence, as the dumbass you're talking to in a coffee shop, as some other guy that posted another blog about another thing and doesn't really want you to know what's going on because that means he won't have nothing to write about tomorrow, see? Guys like Alex Jones, you think that guy wants you to know what's going on? If he did, he wouldn't be selling any books anymore, would he? Well, Phil, you sure do attribute to people some fairly mercenary... Wait a minute, where did all of a sudden everybody get all touchy-feely and sensitive about the fact that in America, people go out and make a dollar for a living, even if they have to bullcrap you? I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. I'm just saying he found a mother load, man. He's got a whole bunch of stupid people that think that the Building 7 was brought down by the government. You think that guy's going to stop writing books about it? Man, he just put in a brand new 7-jet spa, man, based on that last bunch of hooey he wrote. He's got himself some speeches. He's got dates all through the Midwest. He's going to show the Donald Rumsfeld quote. He's going to show you this and that, and there's going to be a whole bunch of people sitting there with beanies on their heads and propellers going with hula hoops. You know, every kind of weird ass will show up, and they'll pay their $20 or their $30 to listen to this clown, and then they'll go up and they'll buy the DVDs, and he goes home and he's counting the money. If hell, he's going to bed in a mattress stuffed with this stuff. I don't blame that guy. I blame the people that buy it. I tell you what, I don't blame the Alex Joneses so much as I blame any ass that comes away from a lecture that jackball gives, or anybody who is invested in lying to people for a living. I blame people coming away from something like that and repeating that swill as if it has something remotely to do with the planet Earth and the universe that we live in. Donald Rumsfeld said there was $2.3 trillion missing from the accounting of the Defense Department, and some pea brain there at 9/11 Truth grabbed that and ran with that. Man, they got some mileage out of that one. What is my job? What's Phil Hendry's job? What do I like to do? This is my job. I live for this. I love to blow those people out of the water. I love to make them look stupid. I love to make any of them, progressive, conservative, Republican, Democrat, I love to make them feel stupid. I love to make them feel that their political ideology is it's written on toilet paper. They might as well wipe their rear ends with it. Here is David in San Diego. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Phil. I definitely appreciate what you had to say about the kids singing the song about Obama, and I agree with you for the most part, but I think you're changing the debate a little bit. You're making it about whether the kids were treated badly, and that's not the conservative position. I mean, the reason why conservatives are concerned is because of the indoctrination, and it's no secret that, you know, it's no coincidence that like 95% of black people vote Democrat, and this is one of the reasons why, because since they're ever since
the problem is they're white kids. You know, I made the mistake, I misinformed you. They're white kids.
There were a few black kids. I didn't see the video very much, so the video I saw
They might as well have been black. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not whether or not they're being treated badly. I mean, you seem to be criticizing Michelle Malkin and Fox News, but this, I think it's kind of a big deal when schools are telling their kids to sing these songs, and all they're saying is this is a big issue because kids shouldn't...
My only problem is this, if you don't mind me interrupting you. Michelle Malkin may be right on this issue, but what happens with me, and this is just me, David... So people's credibility goes south with me when I see them on other issues, and I've seen Michelle Malkin do this with other issues, do these sort of philosophical twists and turns to make sure that she can fit that into her conservative point of view. There's some issues that she should just lay off of because her conservative point of view is not going to serve her. Most recently, she did this with Obama giving a speech. And in that speech, backing up Israel, condemning terrorists, I mean, very clearly speaking as an American president against terrorists and in defense of Israel, but she discredited the entire speech because, for some reason, he didn't address these Muslims the way she thought he should have. You know, like he quoted the Quran and she found that. I think that is so petty that she loses all credibility with me.
I mean, I agree with you to that extent. I mean, I think the conservatives, and I'm very proud conservative, and I think conservatives on TV and write books, for the most part, I agree with a lot of what Michelle Malkin says, but and definitely they do try to use these issues for their gain, but I mean, I just think you're wrong about that because about the kids. I think that is a big issue, and I don't think it's a bad thing to be discussing that on the news. I think it's a big deal. I think it absolutely should be as big of a deal as it was.
All right. I appreciate that. And you know, I think it's a big deal, too. I don't think the children should be indoctrinated, but I think that's treating kids badly. I'm sure you and I probably could come to an agreement as to how we use words, but I appreciate your call. Here's John in Birmingham, Massachusetts. John, what's going on tonight?
Actually, it's Framingham, Massachusetts. And
Framingham, okay. Well, we got a guy screening. He's never been to Massachusetts.
Well, that's
to him, it's all Alabama.
That's okay.
All right.
It's fine, but I'm not moving to Cleveland after what I've heard tonight. So.
Okay. All right.
That's it, because that's that's a last minute thing, and quite frankly, that would turn me off. Someone now you mentioned John McCain though, and you mentioned the eve of the election, and he could get away with it just saying he was in the Navy. So.
Okay.
And I had supported Giuliani, and he went to that Trump thing dressed as a woman. So I mean, I'm not necessarily prejudiced, you say. So.
Well, but you know what I'm saying, man. I mean, this is a real thing he does, you know. And sooner or later, this guy's got to deal with it. The electorate has to deal. I don't know. It's funny to me to see a straight guy. Yeah, some guy is dressing like a chick. I'm going to laugh. But after I get done laughing, I'm going to say, ain't anything to me as long as the guy is doing his job. But I suppose it's important to people, so.
Well, it's like usually a campaign dirty trick if you get the last minute or something like that.
Yeah, to get the picture out. Exactly. All right, brother, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number every night. You can call us here. Thank you so much. We'll be back with the stories we couldn't get to right after this on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
From the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Time now for the stories we couldn't get to here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show every night. And tonight in Edison, New Jersey, the city failed in its effort to block a sex industry trade show for the second year in a row. Edison Township tried to stop the Exotica Expo by amending its zoning law to prohibit shows or sales of sexually oriented products at gatherings within 1,000 feet of a school, a church, a hospital, or a playground. Now, I get the school, I get the church, and I even get the playground. I don't understand hospital, though. You know, what is that?
Everybody have a heart attack if an old man sees boob, you know, the big boob.
Yeah, that makes sense. The guy will have a heart attack if he sees a big pear. Okay. Anyway, last year the convention was moved to Edison at the last minute after it encountered opposition from residents and officials in Secaucus, where it was originally scheduled, if you'll pardon the term Secaucus. The convention is scheduled to open on Friday. Tourists to see giant Indonesian baby. Dateline, Indonesia, a giant Indonesian newborn has become a tourist attraction. You'll recall we reported on this the other night, the birth of a child in Indonesia that was 19.2 pounds. Dozens of people crowding the hospital to see the 19.2-pound baby boy, his mother said. Muhammad Akbar Razuddin, Indonesia's heaviest ever baby. Oh yeah, he's heavy. Who is 62 centimeters, that would be 24.4 inches. Check my math, bud.
You got it.
Was born by cesarean section this week at a public hospital in northern Sumatra. I feel very happy. This is God's blessing. My baby brought us fortune, his mother, Ani, who was age 41, told news men and people that were standing around and bugging her. My baby constantly wants to keep feeding. My milk isn't enough, so we're having to give him bottles, too. In fact, we may have to send out for a steak. Ha, 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 she said. She didn't say steak. Anyway, doctors have said Muhammad's extraordinary size was likely due to his mother's diabetes, which can cause children to receive too much glucose and grow too large during pregnancy. Ani said carrying the heavy baby, her third, caused her exhaustion and breathing trouble, but both she and the child were now in good health. When my pregnancy entered the eighth month, all the suffering began. I often cried when I was about to sit down and rest or get up because it made me stop breathing. This kid was so freaking fat, she said. Indonesia's previous heaviest baby, weighing in at 6.9 kilograms, was born in the year 2007 on the outskirts of the capital of Jakarta. The child now, at the age of two, weighs 623 pounds. Of course I kid. Wild turkeys terrorized New Jersey neighborhood. Now, I do have audio on this, if you'll just bear with me. Apparently, in a New Jersey neighborhood, obviously, a group of wild turkeys is wreaking havoc in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. That, according to our news sources. Now, let's just grab this audio, because you're going to hear here graphically people, it sounds like they're wigging out, but I don't know. Maybe they're just laughing. Maybe they're, you know, playing. This group of large wild turkeys, they attacked a mother and a child Tuesday afternoon. NBC Philadelphia photojournalist Bruce Ryan had to step in and help scare the turkeys away. Our source for this is Bruce Ryan. For all we know, nothing happened, and he just wanted to seem like he was a big hero. Well, he took pictures, so I'm sure he's telling the truth. Let's listen now to these turkeys attacking this mother and this child, because it's probably really funny. Anyway.
Wait, now I got him attacking a kid. You're attacking a kid right now. I'm shooting it now. All right, bye. I'm going to go half on it.